Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. With over two decades of filmmaking, Sofia Coppola has earned her place among Hollywood's most well-known directors. And her unique style is once again on display in her newest film, On the Rocks. The comedy stars Bill Murray and Rashida Jones as the father-daughter duo Felix and Laura, and follows along as they tail Laura's suspicious husband. Set in the pre-COVID scenes of Manhattan, Coppola explores the busyness of parenthood and the emotional journeys of marriage and family relationships. Unlike most of Coppola's films, On the Rocks was released directly to the small screen, streaming now on Apple TV+. Film contributor Dave Lurson joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to share more.
The affluently arty Manhattan setting, the fragile romance of Chet Baker singing I Fall in Love Too Easily in the opening scene, that certain lightness of tone, On the Rocks is like a film Woody Allen might make if he were 30 years younger and still leading a charmed life. However, while channeling the casual sophistication and smart humor of Allen's best films, writer-director Sofia Coppola uses the model to tell her own story. On the Rocks is romantic comedy from a woman's perspective.
So first off, what a delight it was to see Bill Murray in a Sofia Coppola film again.
Well, Lost in Translation, which was 2003, I believe, was my favorite film of that year by far. They definitely have a good working relationship with each other. Lost in Translation was a much more melancholic film, though laced with humor. This film is a comedy with some elements of drama, I suppose, here and there along the way. But it was a great delight to be able to settle into, you know, a different kind of world, one in which many of the anxieties of the present moment are not present at all, and enjoy the romantic problems, the marital problems, really, of sophisticated people in Manhattan.
Right, and, you know, Coppola doesn't usually tend to do buddy-buddy comedies. What would audiences most likely know her for throughout her 21-year directing career? You, of course, mentioned Lost in Translation.
Well, I think it's been a very diverse career. I was thinking about that a bit. She emerged as a filmmaker with Virgin Suicides in 1999, kind of a painful drama about the unfortunate plight of some middle-class teenage girls in a household that did not, you know, give rise to their ability to become who they could have been. You know, Lost in Translation, the melancholy of celebrity, I guess, is how I would describe Bill Murray's character. Marie Antoinette, a movie I did not like at the time it came out, but I'd like to see it again, give it a second chance, a kind of a frothy look at the notorious French queen. The Beguiled, I thought, was an excellent remake of the Civil War era movie set in a girls' school toward the end of that war, and a Union soldier wounded stumbles into their school grounds, and everyone has to make decisions as to what to do about that. So I see, you know, there's a very personal aspect to her films. Even Marie Antoinette, I suspect, reflects upon her experience as being a sometimes reviled part of Hollywood royalty, that people accused her of having the ability to make movies only because of who her father was, or who her family was, really. It's a filmmaking family. And that always is kind of a painful thing. I mean, yes, there are people who, you know, inherit great wealth and do nothing particularly good with it. They obtain their position through nepotism, and they're not very good at it. But this is not Sofia Coppola. She emerged as a talent. You know, whatever she obtained in the environment that she grew up in, she made good use of. I mean, maybe her father was in some ways a model for some of her work. She had the experience of what it was like, I suppose, a unique one, and growing up that way, but she brought herself into it. She developed her own set of skills and talents, and any attack on her based upon the advantage of being a member of the Coppola family, I think, is very ill-directed.
Ryanson, not only did she direct, but she also wrote this script. So what did you think of the way it came together editorially and the finished product?
Well, I think that she is a very good film editor, as well as an editor of her own writing, because the movie glided very elegantly and very smoothly from one scene to another, most noticeably early on from the wedding night of the couple involved, Laura, played by Rashida Jones, and Dean by Marlon Rayans. But it jumps from that to about 5 years later, I think, from the hotel room to the toy-strewn apartment where they live. There are two daughters, one quite young, one looking about 5 years old. He is late for work. She's making breakfast and getting the children ready to take them to school and daycare. And she's juggling being a wife and being a mother, having the primary responsibility of childcare, of course, with her own career as an author. So how to find the quiet mental space to do that work, how to take care of her kids while her husband is off, you know, doing his work, how to take care of him. I think in that way, it presents the situation from a standpoint that maybe many male filmmakers and screenwriters might not quite understand as well.
Of course, to bring in the male protagonist here, Bill Murray stars as Felix, and, you know, he's her father, but kind of a gentleman scoundrel art dealer, and he kind of reminded me of a Cary Grant-type role or personality in the classic comedies that would be produced.
Yes, Cary Grant at his most, comically sinister, I suppose. Felix is an inveterate womanizer. The marriage between Laura's mother and Felix ended long ago because Felix just, seeks and pursues and has an elaborate just a set of justifications based upon his reading of evolutionary biology that men just do this kind of thing because, you know, we needed to reproduce the species early in prehistory and keep the male line going at all costs. To do that, you have to spread your seed around, literally. And, whether he believes this kind of tripe or not, I mean, it serves him well as an excuse for his behavior.
Yeah, and Rashida Jones plays his daughter, Laura, and she's been in a handful of movies now, but it was really refreshing to see her in this dynamic and really focus on a lead part and take the screen that way.
Yeah, I think that she rose to the challenge of doing something different. Most people, I'm sure, know her from television, Boston Public and The Office and Parks and Recreation. But she has a wide range of talents. She directed a documentary on her father, Quincy Jones, which won a Grammy a couple of years back. And she was in The Social Network. So I think her repertoire and her resume have expanded greatly. I think that she's somebody to keep an eye on as her career develops.
And what did you think of the dynamic between Rashida Jones and Bill Murray?
It worked. It seemed entirely believable as a father-daughter relationship with the father. I don't want to say taking an inappropriate interest in his daughter's life, but maybe that's not inaccurate to put it that way. I mean, when does a parent let go and just say, okay, if you want to hear my advice on this subject, I'll be happy to give it to you, but I'm not going to intervene in your adult life now. And Felix, I think most of us would say, intervene beyond the point of appropriateness here. The suspicion was that Laura's husband is carrying on an affair with another woman. And because this is the sort of thing that Felix would definitely have done or would do even at this point in his life, he believes that this is the case. And there are clues. There is evidence of this. And I don't want to spoil the ending of the movie by any means here, but let's just say that Felix takes it upon himself to have Laura's husband trailed by private detectives and many other things that Laura did not ask him to do.
Yeah, and that kind of dynamic and comedy situations come on in throughout the film. But I think Coppola also has a knack for making pensive moments seem very artful. You know, this movie, not to say it's slow by any means, but it takes the time to appreciate the settings, to appreciate someone's facial expression. Yet some would say that Coppola and her work leans toward a bland minimalism because of this. So did you find that in this movie?
Bland is not a good word unless you're in the hospital being treated for an ulcer or something and getting bland food. No, I didn't find anything bland about the movie whatsoever. Minimalism, I think, is a very good thing. You can take minimalism too far, to the point where you've subtracted everything and you end up with zero. I mean, I've occasionally seen films like that. This is not one of them by any means. I think that one of Sophia's skills is to know exactly what is right and what works and to not go to places that won't work. This is a mark of the great filmmakers from Hollywood going back decades. And I think that she has embraced this particular aesthetic. There are a great many movie makers of recent times, so-called indie filmmakers, as well as people with you know, budgets too large in Hollywood, that just pile on stuff. There's no rhythm to it. There's no necessity for some of it. It just sprawls, and you wonder, okay, why is this here? What does this add to the story? And the answer is often nothing at all. She does not make those kinds of mistakes.
I would agree, and you mentioned it's kind of harkening back to the great filmmakers decades past, and on that note, I don't think we see enough movies made like On the Rocks anymore. You know, dramedies with just a few central characters where the stakes are just revolved in their circles, and I think dialogue also has more impact.
Yes, I'd like to see more movies of this kind, you know, not necessarily always set among the arty upper middle class of Manhattan. I mean, why not Chicago or Milwaukee or somewhere else? But movies that do focus on well-defined characters played by actors who can truly inhabit those kinds of roles and understand, you know, the kinds of people they're playing. Rashida Jones, I'll get back to her, was a remarkable performance facially, her expressiveness. You know, she was able to react to boredom and joy and irritation and sadness and doubt and all of these kinds of emotions with just a flicker in response or reaction to something going on in the screenplay, something going on around her character. So a marvelous performance by her. Bill Murray, of course, needs no introduction to film audiences for his range of talents as an actor. And, you know, yeah, let's see more of these kinds of films because, you know, frankly, they cost a lot less to make than, you know, a typical Hollywood extravaganza. They relate, I think, to real human concerns and not just concocted plot lines that the industry hopes will fill multiplexes if we ever get back to a situation like that again sometime in the future. So, yes, I hope that there's a long, long future for small human-scale movies of this kind.
Well, I think we'd both raise a glass and cheers to On the Rocks.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Audrey.
Dave Lurson is the arts and entertainment editor of the Shepherd Express and one of our regular film contributors.